News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. We're back, Carl and Linda Butt.
Are you moving the furniture around?
Just a little bit. Hey, come on. Hey, April the 7th. It is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm in the chat room. Good morning to everybody that's in there. Bad Bob just jumped in.
Good morning to everybody.
And good morning to Bad Bob.
And good morning and welcome back, Linda.
Thank you.
How do you feel better now, hon?
I am.
You were really
downhearted. I was like a wrecking ball hit me on Monday. Thank God I went to Hilltop Medical on Eureka. And saw Dr. Jordy there, and it was just nice. I really appreciated the fact that, I went quickly on antibiotics. I had bronchitis, acute bronchitis. I don't know how that just sneaks up on you. It's a precursor to pneumonia, so bring out the big guns. Glad we did. Still a little stuff there, but, thank you for all your, I posted it. If I spaced out on anybody, I couldn't even get out of bed for a couple days, but thank you. Anyway, we have a great day. What do we have planned today?
Well, first of all, we're going to go to Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into a new trading week, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 54 points at 16,357. The S&P 500 down 8 points at 1856, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 12 points at 4115. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 113 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Pfizer down 66 cents at 31.50, Bank of America off 14 cents at 16.58, AT&T is up 22 cents at 35.76, and Verizon down 30 cents at 47.74. Of local interest, PG&E down 7 cents at 44.40, Safeway's off a penny at 37.95, Harley-Davidson down 83 cents at $67 even, and Sturm Ruger's unchanged at 63.33. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.7%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.39. Oil's down 7 cents a barrel at 101.07, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $3.12 an ounce at $1,299 even. Silver's down a penny at 1988. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Give them a call at 243-7561. You know what? With everything that's going on in the stock market, you want to know what to do with your investments, with your annuities, with your retirement, starting at 401 or your IRA for your kids, all of that. There's our Wells Fargo advisors, 243-7561.
All right, April 7th. Can you believe that? April 7th, 7:08 in the morning. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much for listening to KCNR. So happy to have you choose us for your morning information. 61 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be sunny with temperatures around, can you believe this, 83. We're looking at the forecast this week in the 80s, which, so we start to think about the plants and everything. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 52. Tomorrow looks like we're on 82, partly cloudy. Tuesday night with around 55. And again, like I said, our forecast looks like high of the 80s throughout the week. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Oh, my God, it was so nice to get home to our Sleep Number bed. We have a lot of stuff to talk about this morning, too. We've got a lot of things that cover that happen over the weekend.
No matter how good where we go to and how good.
Yes.
It's good to get back in your
bed. It feels so good. And I know that when I was ill, it was really nice to to be in the comfort of my sleep number. My sleep number setting recently has been 40, and which is really nice with the with our dual air temp beds that we can go back and forth with different settings depending on how we feel. If it's been a you know, an emotionally charged day or a physically charged day, we can change our settings, and I think that I often do.
I think I do too. My sleep number setting, of course, is 35, which is less than yours. But, you know, after sleeping in someplace else for 3 days, you'd come back and you can just sleep better, and you sleep all through the night. In the other places, you kind of wake up at various times for a variety of reasons. But right now, you know, you can get a sleep number, queen size mattress. $699. That's right.
Wow.
You know, the great price. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? Plus the fact American made, you know, got warranties on them, and they are Consumer Reports number one mattresses is our sleep number. So head on down to our sleep number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and talk to Brian or Janice down there, and give them a call at 223-2300, and go on down. You're going to really, really be thankful that you did.
Guess what I have in my hands?
You have tickets to give away.
I have tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup.
Red Bluff Roundup.
And after our break, I'm going to be giving those away. Plus, we have some guests coming in this morning. It should be really interesting talking about special projects.
Things going on like that. You know, but before we do that, let's just talk a little bit about what's going on in the world here. You know, we came back, and we were up in Cedarville. Because, you know, as most of y'all know that listen to us, we go on up and we do our best to help eradicate the
varmints.
The varmints in, up there, and the pestilence and the bubonic plague and all those things up there by trying to eliminate as many of the squeaks as the small Austrian ground squirrels.
We
as
saw
they are.
Eagles.
But we saw this time, you know what, this is true. For the first
awesome.
Time, we saw a variety of bald eagles. We saw probably four bald eagles.
Beautiful.
A number of, I can't even count the number of hawks and falcons that were out there, plus, you know, seagulls mm-hmm. and those kind of things. But the farmers, when you drive up there, asking if you have permission to shoot on their land, and the first thing they say is, yes, can we help you here? Here, let me drive back to town and get you specific passes that says you can shoot, you know, here, but go on out and start shooting anyway. And this is, you know, so we go out there and we enjoy time with our friends, and, you know, which is kind of a byproduct. But
didn't you have a little sheriff altercation?
Oh, yeah, two sheriff's deputies said that we were in the shooting on property that they were supposed to shoot on. And, you know, we didn't know they were deputies because they were dressed in civilian clothes, thinking, but we were leaving anyway. There wasn't that many out there.
But you had permission. And
there were none. We did have permission. Anyway, it was a funny story. And the people that gave us permission there were just irate. He says he's running for re-election and he sure wants my help. Well, I'm going to give him a call.
Oh,
see,
good.
You don't have to do that. You don't
stir
have
it.
No, Bill, you don't have to do that. You know, these guys were okay. They were polite. They just said, do you have permission to hunt? And we said, yes. And they said, well, we don't think you do. Well, we were leaving anyway.
Oh, that's a call out.
Yeah, well.
That's a call out.
But one of them had his hand on his gun.
That is a call out.
Which I thought was kind of overreacting a little bit.
I'm surprised you didn't come back with your hair up to, you know what. Hey, Mickey Rooney.
They were deputies.
I know.
What am I going to get? We were leaving. You want a fist fight out in the street? Yes.
No, I don't want to see you fight, but that's a call out as far as I'm concerned. He has a hand on you. I don't think you are. Well, too bad you didn't have it right there, your little paper.
It wasn't exactly, you know, you're leaping into this, sweetheart. You're
okay.
Leaping into this.
I'm glad I wasn't out there.
She's coming to defense of her man.
I she wasn't out there either.
One of the great legends, Mickey Rooney, recently just passed away, but what I loved about this guy, and I had great fortune of meeting him, he would always say, I don't retire, I inspire. In fact, those were the words he told the Associated Press in 2008. There's a lot to be done. Mickey Rooney, a pint-sized, precocious actor and all-around talent whose more than 90-year career spans silent comedy, Shakespeare, Judy Garland musicals, Andy Hardy stardom, television, and the Broadway theater, died Sunday at age 93.
My gosh.
We are going.
That's a good run. That's
amazing.
But he was
Tom at the Golden Globes.
90 years. He was like 90 years of entertaining. Wasn't he a baby?
His parents had a vaudeville act.
Yeah, he started like when he was like five or something, right?
His parents had a vaudeville act and he was a baby and he was just, you know, it's kind of like those kids that are, you know, people think, those kids that are born in a trunk and they're raised in the theater. Stocky people. Yeah. Stocky people. And, I've known a few and they're just, you know, I love, you know, that era of people that just, they go out there. Now I got to meet him at the Golden Boot Awards and he was there with so many other celebrities, but he was just, he walked through the dining room while we were in rehearsal and he was just this guy. He was ageless. He had all this just, you know,
energy.
And you were like, God, that's Mickey Rooney. Walks through, hey, what's going on? You know, kind of thing. And anyway, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got some very special guests and a lot to cover and tickets to give away from the Red Bluff Roundup. Good morning on this April 7th, Monday. Thanks for joining us. 7:15. We'll be back right after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child. We were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never want to die. Born to be wild.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-pound charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hey, good morning, as promised.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 7:20 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. North State is nutrition experts. What can I say? Largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, yeah. Uh-huh. And four nutritionists on the nutritionist on the staff to help you for free. They're there to assist you. Yeah. Joe puts them out there. Classes on health and diet in the evenings. Raw foods, organic foods, you name it, they have it right there. Plus, amazing foods for life. Vicky Lady and her husband started that business gluten-free. It's all through California. It's going ahead and it's way back east. I think it's already in Texas. And something great, Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. What can I say?
Hey, I've got two. I've got a set of four tickets in my hand right now for the Red Bluff Roundup. This is a perfect day. Yeah. Give us a call here right now, 605-4567. These are for Sunday. Great time to go. Let's say you go to your Easter service. You want to do something with your family. Show starts at 1:30. Of course, it's the Red Bluff Roundup. These are four tickets right now we're going to give away. We're sponsors of the Red Bluff Roundup, and we love that. So give us a call here, 605-4567, and you can take your family to the Red Bluff Roundup.
Four tickets. Okay. Some of the things that have been happening here around here. Okay, shootings in Chico. What can I say? Wow. Shootings in Chico, looks like the Nortanos gang, or three men were arrested, all members of that gang. They had a drive-by shooting at at one place. They had a man shot in the chest another time. And then, two more drive-bys. In the last drive-by, a policeman from Chico chased them down and pulled them over. And they all three were arrested. But the big thing about this is they're all gang related. And like I said, the Nortanio gang. And they are 1 hour away from Redding. 1 hour away from Redding. And if you don't think that could be another problem we just don't need is gang shootings, drive-bys. That's just something else we don't need. Malaysian Airline 370. It looks like in the Indian Ocean they may have, they started pinging. And may have found the black boxes. May have, but it's so hard to tell. One other communications expert says, look, the way the sound travels through the water, through the depth, and he said it's going to be very difficult to pinpoint, especially at the depth they're at right now, which is, you know, thousands of feet. And here's the other thing is that those black boxes were only supposed to last for a month, and it's been 31 days. Right now. So what they're saying is sometimes they can go longer. They're advertised to go for a month, but sometimes they can go longer, but the signals are just going to start getting weaker. But they've pinged it twice. One, it lasted for 2 hours, and the other one was lasting for 14 minutes. So it could be something, Bob.
I have a question. Why can't they build the entire airplane out of whatever stuff it is they make the black box out of?
I know.
I think probably because it'd be too heavy. I think they do a reinforced steel, plus all the cushioning they have in there. That it's easy. I mean, you could, but you couldn't get it off the ground. That's the problem. Yeah, you could be safe. You know what? Absolutely safe.
Flying tank.
Hey, we have friends. Bruce Dean has got a plane. It's got a parachute on it. Now, I mean, it does. I mean, if you have a problem, a parachute deploys itself, and you come down, you may not be one of those things that you land real softly, but at least you've got a parachute slowing you way down before you hit.
Plowing the field, as they say.
Aviation. Anyway, okay, gas prices are higher again.
Really? We saw from when we left, we thought maybe because we got gas in the res that
it was a lot lower.
It was in the high $3.
It was $3.80.
Okay, and then when we went over the hill, it was $4.08.
Yep, in Alturas.
Then we went into one of the other towns that we drive through, and it was $3.90.
$3.90, something like that. But it's increased a nickel in the last 2 weeks. The average for the country is like $3.58. Up here, it's in, you know, here in Redding, I think it's $3.84 is the cheapest gas. And in California, I think it's like $3.90 something. But here's the bottom line is gas is like a dollar more than it was last year. You know, it keeps creeping up, and yet you don't see all the media pointing at the president saying, what's happening here? How come it keeps going up? Here we are sitting in all this gas and oil, and yet you still, it must be your cronies in the oil business. I don't see President Obama having too many cronies in the oil business yet. He does have a lot of cronies, I think, in the renewable energy business. So if the cost of gas and oil and everything goes up, it's, well, you know, okay, that's okay. I don't mind it going up like that because it'll force people to drive less. And of course it will drive up the cost of your vegetables and your produce and all that kind of stuff. But hey, you know what? It's, you know, renewable. We need that renewable.
I want to talk about something.
Okay.
To inoculate or not to inoculate. You know, I'd like to look in the, what's happening, what's trending. And there is this article out today that's on the top five about this woman who baby died at 9 weeks old of whooping cough. And she had learned, she had had a shot, but found out later on that she could have had a booster while she was pregnant. And I understand what, maybe she didn't want to put something odd into her body, you know, while she was pregnant. But, so they're talking about, there's a recent measles outbreak in New York, California, and Texas that are examples of what could happen on a larger scale if vaccination rates dropped, which they have. 108 cases of measles in the U.S. last year is small compared with the 530,000 cases in the country that we used to see in the average each year in the 20th century. But the disease, which started to wane when vaccines were introduced, is one of the most contagious in the world and can quickly go from sporadic nuisance to widespread killer. Now, the only reason I'm saying this is that I'm really on the fence. I'm not sure what I would do. And I know that there's certain schools that make you have to sign off that you've gotten your flu shots or you've gotten other shots, it seems. But I can tell you that even though I'm not one that really, agrees to taking lots of antibiotics, I am so glad that there was antibiotics on Monday because I feel like I might have died. I was that sick. I mean, and you know how it came on fast. So, and Carl's looking at me like, well, you know, you weren't in my body, so you have no idea. You were next to my body, but you weren't in my body, so you don't know what it was like. But disease can strike anywhere. Riffenberg hopes her family experience will serve as a wake-up call. This gal who just lost her baby, 9 weeks. She seemed to have a simple cold. The symptoms worsened, and her fiancé took him to the hospital when doctors suspected he had a whooping cough. 2 weeks later, he stopped breathing. His brain was without oxygen for some time. Since then, he's made sure that her fiancé and two daughters, now 7 and 10, get all their booster shots. She was also inoculated pregnant with her now 1-year-old son, Jason, and she insisted everyone, including doctors, family members, and even the hospital photographer, get booster shots before they came near her son of 1 year old. So anyway, during 2008 measles outbreak in San Diego, we're shocked to find school districts were one in five children were not vaccinated. So, you know, this is hitting trending again. It's on our roll.
Well, a lot of people are not trusting inoculations. They're saying they're causing things. They're causing autism. They're causing all types of things. I mean, that's what I'm, no.
Yeah, there is a sense of mistrust and paranoia. And if people want to indulge in their mistrust and paranoia, there is a consequence to be paid.
And if you don't want to have your children inoculated, that's one thing. But then you share that with the other children that you go to school with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you know, my girlfriend, and we have friends that are nurses and doctors. And my nurse friend, who, of course, obviously has been in hospitals and seen everything, and her husband that's a doctor, we have a couple sets of friends like that, absolutely believes in inoculation. So there's a reason that because she's seen this very example. So there's these extremes. I don't know. Anyway, so it's a pondering thought.
They say a 3-year-old can have, what is it? So many dozen, by the time they're 3 years old, has dozens of inoculations. Now, the question is how many people without the inoculations, what would happen? We did eradicate polio. We eradicated a lot of these diseases because of these inoculations. And now maybe because they haven't been around, people believe they don't need to anymore. And then when they stop, guess what? It's going to start coming back.
And
because we have so many illegal, we have so many immigrants. We have so many, people coming in here that are not inoculated that have these diseases. And you take a look at them and then, you know, so they're coming into this country illegally in many cases and spreading diseases.
Yeah. There's outbreaks happening in Syria because those, health workers who have attempted to carry out inoculations are being murdered on a wholesale scale.
And then I think it's in Nigeria, isn't it? Where Ebola?
Ebola is
killing people. It's not just killing people. It is raging through that country, killing people. All right. Hey, when we come back, you know, some good news. We're talking about bad news. Good news. We have a young lady who is, and she's 15 or, Yeah, 15. And Natalie Verhoog, who is doing something. She's doing something for the community. And she is, and we want you to meet her and listen to what she's going to do and what she's going to say. It's really, it's something that she's doing.
It's a great Monday morning story.
It's a great Monday morning story.
Faith in our youth.
Yep.
And their parenting.
And It's right here in Reading. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It is a great day. 61 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. And be watching for motorcycles, my friends, because I'm going to be on mine. I took all of this money and I brought it home to Bali. Just swore that you loved me. Never would you leave me. You are running your own business. Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplying last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alborea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:33 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Indwelling, a fabulous little store that's opened. Actually, they're expanding, so we're very happy for the Abrahams, and we encourage you to go in. You're always looking for something kind of, you know, a different piece of furniture for your house. They have beautiful new floor coverings in, and, you know, kitschy kind of lamps and interesting, you know, jewelry. You know, I'm going to introduce Kelly in a bit, but we were just recently at a place that had, like, jewelry that was made from, you know, Africans to help the African women. They have all this, like, really worldly kind of furniture and a jewelry. Give them a call at 361-6727. They're Indwelling. In fact, you go in. They have furniture and art objects.
Right across the street from Jack's in the, in Bombay's, right on that side of the street, 1760 California. Okay. With us today is Natalie Verhoog, who is a vice president of the Reading Christian High School Rotary Interact Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have Sherry Whitson, with us from Good News Rescue Mission. Good News Rescue Mission. Again, you were here last week.
Good morning, Sarah.
You're just
I'm
a star.
I'm just becoming a regular.
Right here. We'll just set aside a 15-minute spot just for Sherry to come in and do her thing.
Loving that.
Well, thank you.
Great
idea. Let's start out, Natalie. What is an Interact Club?
An Interact Club is a sponsored Rotary Club that the Rotary Club's sponsor for high schoolers. So it's basically a junior Rotary. So high schoolers all across America, all across the world are sponsored by other Rotary Clubs, and sometimes we partner with other Interact Clubs to do two service projects a year.
And so you've been sponsored by Anderson Rotary,
yes.
Thus Sherry being here today. How exciting. How did you choose this school to be your sponsoree?
Well, we didn't choose. We were fortunate enough to be chosen.
Oh, I like that.
Each Interact Club gets to choose which project they want to do. And because they really want to be empowered with their projects, they want to own it. And several Rotary Clubs in the past have helped out the mission because we have a lot of projects that can be adopted. And we were really excited about the project that they've chose to adopt at the mission. And I'll let her tell you more about that.
So, Natalie, it's a new club at your school, and this is your first service project.
Yep.
So tell us what you're doing.
We are remodeling a women and children's family room at the House of Hope.
Okay, and how did you choose that project?
Well, my brother did a project at the House of Hope for his Eagle Scout project a couple years ago, so I had this in the back of my mind that maybe there was something there that we could do too. So I just went to the House of Hope and asked them, is there anything we can do? And we took a tour of the place, and when a couple of the kids in my club and I saw the room, we were just inspired to do something with it.
This
is the community room there for the for the women and children, right?
Well, the House of Hope is actually the name of the building, but it's for all of our women's and children's services. And we've had such an expansion of need for women and children. And at night, there is no real designated space for these kids to be playing. And we have a lot of kids there, and we want it to feel like home as much as we can for them. Because many of these kids will live there up to 13 months, those where their moms are in a recovery program. And some of them are there for several months. And so this room had hardly anything in it. But it was something at least. And so to have that just decorated and toys added and books added and all these things is going to make such a big difference for these kids.
Well, that's fair. So, Natalie, you're here today to share with our listening audience that as you get ready for this project, which is, you know, very noble to be doing, first of all, so thank you so much for having a community-mindedness with your group, the Reading Christian High School Rotary Interact Club. Want to make sure that everyone remembers what club is bringing, again, doing this for the House of Hope. You're trying to collect funds for some of the building materials.
Right. We are rebuilding shelving for craft supplies and books and games, and we're replacing the seating. We're We're fixing the lighting in the ceiling. We're making outlets child safe, creating a reading nook for the mothers and their children to read together, and a craft space for the kids. So we need funds to do all of that.
How many kids are involved in this project?
About 14.
14. So I know that you're involved with so many sport activities. Share with our listeners just kind of a little sidebar about Natalie Verhoog and all the activities that you're involved with Reading Christian. And this is something else that you've put into your pool as far as like doing community service. But you're also involved with what kind of sports?
Well, volleyball, and right now I'm in tennis, and I'm also a member of the National Honor Society at Reading Christian School.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, that was just a recent thing that I got selected in.
Started driving?
Yep, I have my driver's learner's permit.
I saw you driving a Hummer.
Yep, I got to do that
this
weekend.
I got off the road when I saw you. I drove off. I was in the red truck.
Congratulations.
And you
your
drove
honor.
By and you waved at me with one finger.
So this
she kind of waved like, no, not like that. No, I meant like she wasn't taking her hands off the wheel. So
index
one little
finger.
Her index finger came up and she was
index
waving at
finger.
People. That's
I'm
what I meant.
I'm glad you clarified that.
No. If you know Natalie, you know that is the last thing that she would do.
You know, so Natalie, so here you are with this now. How did this come about? Your activity, your team?
Well, it was really a dad at our school is a member of the Anderson Rotary, and Anderson Rotary basically said that we would love to have Reading Christian have an Interact Club. And so he came to us and he did a chapel presentation of what Interact is all about. And there was 14 kids that just fell in love with the idea. And that lunch that day we came and we said we would love to do this. And then we elected our, I guess, president and vice president and treasurer and such. And then thus the club began. And
so you're looking for people to donate books or toys and also funds. How would somebody get a hold of, where would they go if they're looking like, well, gee, I can do that. I can help along with this.
Well, you can make a contribution if you're looking to donate funds. And what's amazing is that they only need $500 left to finish this project. And so any listener can take care of that right away for them. And you can go to the Good News Rescue Mission website, gnrm.org, and just click on our donate page and make sure you designate that the playroom. And 100% of those funds will go directly to completing this project. And if you want to donate some of those toys or books for this project, you can bring those by to the Good News Rescue Mission Distribution Center and let them know that it is for the playroom project as well.
Okay, now this will be able to take care of how many moms and kids there?
Well, once this room is built, it will handle every child that comes in every night to our facility. Right now,
so
we
dozens,
have
dozens
yeah,
of children.
Yeah, and they rotate through, so
sure.
It's not the same kids. So last year, I believe we had 700 new women with their children for the first time visiting the mission.
My gosh.
Right now, I believe there's like 12 kids immediately that will be benefiting from this project.
Okay.
We also understand, Natalie, that you interviewed some of the children that are there now of what is it that you would like to see, right? I mean, what was your interview like?
Yeah, exactly. We basically asked them what do you want? What would you look for in a playroom?
What a novel approach, asking the kids what they'd like to have instead of you telling them, huh?
Yeah, okay. And so I did that, and it was very helpful. They told us just simple things, like putting the games at the height that they could reach and putting in beanbag chairs and chairs that aren't too big for them and putting a safe, like a playpen around the treadmill because the babies are constantly crawling on the treadmill and just little things like that that we wouldn't have thought of without interviewing them. So it was great, and we had so much fun with them too. Great kids. It was really fun.
Okay, we're here with Natalie Verhoog, who is the vice president of the Reading Christian High School Rotary Internet Club, sponsored by the Anderson Rotary. There are, and Sherry Whitson from the Good News Rescue Mission, and Natalie and her group from the Interact Club are going to kind of remodel the women's and children's community room, so the kids have a place to sit there and play in a safe in a beautiful environment, and moms and kids can get there and read together. And it's a great it's really a great project, Natalie. And you know, and I know Luke was there first, your brother, on an Eagle Scout project doing the landscaping out in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we had him on too. So this is it's good to see that this is kind of like this DNA that's running in the family to help people out of the goodness of your heart. You're not getting anything out of this, as neither did Luke. They just did things for our community. So
it's a wonderful
thing. How can people can donate via the Good News Rescue Mission?
Absolutely. You can go online again to gnrm.org. You could even stop by our administrative offices and drop off that check and designate it towards this project. Or you can donate some of those toys or books that she's looking for, or maybe one of those bean bags.
Yeah, we also have here that you're looking for kids' books. You're looking for Legos, toddler items, money for paint, and building supplies. Also, one of the things that I think is very interesting is that this is also going to encourage, the environment will encourage kids that they can do their homework here.
Right, that's our goal.
And homework is, as you know, because you're in the honor system, I mean, you come home from after playing sports and everything, and you've been able to focus and still have you have a wonderful life, it seems, that when we, from afar, watching you with being so athletically minded, then you're on your honor system, and then you're doing a project like this. How do you find that you, how do you how do you manage your time?
I have great parents that help me a lot with that.
Well, Kelly's in the house, and we agree.
Well, you know what? We appreciate what you do and all the other kids that are out there helping. And we have a number of, young people in this community that help. So, again, thank you so much, Natalie, for coming in here and sharing this with us. And, come on back after it's finished and, give us some photos. We'll put it up on our website and maybe some befores and afters.
Again, go to www.gnrm.org where you can donate or you can go buy actually the Hope House. And bring items as well.
Well,
and
we
money.
Have a, we have a distribution center there. They'll direct you if you're dropping things off.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again, Natalie Verhoog and Sherry Whitson.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages. Linda Bott, we want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin, so give us a call right away.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you? You'd like to bug out of town? Okay, sir. What's your name? Cockroach. Carl Cockroach? And you want to get out of town because you've heard about Redding Spray Service? Yes, sir. I hear they have all you bugs cornered, so to speak. They are experienced and licensed to kill you dead, sir. I have heard Redding Spray Service has the fastest response time and competitive rates. Yes, sir. They also kill ants, spiders, fleas, beetles, rats. Oh, yes, sir. You're in a hurry, Mr. Cockroach. How many in your party? Oh, my. You'll need a group rate, won't you? Okay, I'll have you on the first bus leaving at 3 a.m. Thank you for calling the Bug Out Travel Agency, Mr. Cockroach. Hey, Ethel, call Redding Spray Service at 221-3007. That's 221-3007, and tell them there's a bug bus leaving at 3 a.m. Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:49.
Good morning.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
How about those tickets?
61 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. It's a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California, plus the only trained and working watch repair man here in his little facility there at Four Winds Jewelry. Great prices on all jewelry and, you know, honest appraisals of jewelry if you bring it in all at Four Winds Jewelry. And their estate collections are outstanding. Ask Linda. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Ask me.
I do have some bling.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Hey, look, we've got...
Leonard's
we've got,
been responsible.
You know what? Why don't we give them a choice?
Okay,
let's
I'm going to
give them a
do
choice
this.
Of four tickets for Friday or Sunday.
Okay, we're going to do this right now. Give us a call here. The hotlines are open. 605-4567. And the first caller, you're going to get your choice of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup either Friday, April 18th, that's Easter weekend, folks, Friday, April 18th, and or Sunday, April 20th. Now, the tickets on Friday are for 7 p.m., and the tickets on Sunday are at 1:30. So you get your choice. The first caller here is 605-4567. Of course, we want to be able to support our local events that are happening here. Red Bluff Roundup is a gas. We went last year. We just absolutely love it. So give us a call. Let us know what you want, and you'll get four tickets to either Friday or Sunday.
Okay. Wow, you still got that little cough there, kiddo.
Bit.
Yeah. Eastern Ukraine. You know what? You know, Crimea voted to leave the Ukraine, you might say. There might have been a few thousand Russian troops around there, but they did vote in a referendum. You know, I'm not exactly sure what's happening except that Crimea was recognized by the Russians. And now in eastern Ukraine, pro-Russian crowds are attacking government buildings, coming in and burning them. If you watch it on the news, there's big fights going on. The police are trying to push them back and they can't do it. But these pro-Russian crowds attacking the government buildings, saying they too want to have a referendum. They too want to become part of Russia. Now, we just saw a documentary over the weekend on the Berlin airlift.
Fascinating.
And you know, the fact how the Russians cut off West Berlin after the war in 1948. And the airlift started by Truman. Truman says, we're not going to let it fall. And they had, you know, they were moving 4,000 tons of food and all these other, you know, all these other goods and fuel and all this. 32 people lost their lives during this airlift, but it was continuous. Five planes flying at any time. I mean, coming in, they were 3 minutes apart and they were at five different altitudes. So they were landing. And if you didn't make the landing on your first try, you went back into the exit route. There were two routes in, one route out. You're on the ground less than half an hour. They unloaded these planes and boom, you were up in the air again. Some of these guys are making three trips a day, flying all this in. And it lasted for, I think, what'd they say, 8 months. And then the Russians opened up the railroads and the regular highways. But it was a great example of, you know, America saying, we're not going to let you do this. So here we are, fast forward to now.
You see that now.
Fast forward to now, and what's happening is Ukraine is coming apart, you know, and our friends, the Russians, are sitting there stoking the fires and what's happening. Which leads me to the next question. What foreign policy coup has President Obama had since he's been in there? What foreign policy coup? No, this isn't a joke. What foreign policy coup has President Obama had since he's been president? You could say Arab Spring, except Arab Spring has led to the military taking over in Egypt. You could say Libya. Well, I don't know if you could say Libya. He replaced Gaddafi, but what do you have? You have warring factions. You have Al-Qaeda slaughtering our ambassador there. So who's in charge of Libya right now? Nobody knows. Could you say Syria? Well, no, you can't say Syria because, you know, Assad is now taking back the country and killing all the rebels. So what else? So that's not one. How about in Iraq then? You know, we won that war in Iraq. Well, no, not exactly, because he somehow messed up the signing of the final treaties that we pulled out, and now Iraq is heading down the civil war path that we, you know, that you're seeing in the other countries there, with hundreds being killed in bombings, you know, that's being paid, you know, that's being instigated by who? The Iranians and probably the Syrians. So good job there. And what about Afghanistan? Well, what about Afghanistan? He can't wait to get out of there. So what other foreign policy coups do we have here? Let me think. Okay, somebody help me here. Somebody give me a call. Somebody write something in the chat room. What has President Obama done in the foreign relations, in our foreign policy, that's been a coup, or it's been like stand out? And maybe I'm just forgetting one.
He's
maybe
drawn lots of red lines.
Well, he drew a red line, and then they just stepped out, you know, and leading from behind in Syria. I mean, in Libya. What's leading from behind? Leading from behind. I've never heard of that term, leading from behind. I mean, lead just by itself says lead means being in front.
But Carl, he won a Nobel Peace Prize. That should be plenty.
Oh, well, let's go into that. You know, I don't even want to go into that one. But leading from behind, I don't know, you know, and people actually said, well, yes, that's the way we're doing it. We're not going to be in the front. We're just going to lead from the rear. Okay. I don't think that we could, I don't think that's one of the things that come through here. Let's see what else we have here.
I have something. It's
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another news outlet that I guess puts a big question mark. What is it about Tesla? Not the band, the car, and its ability to make major media outlets look like fools. Well, according to the Associated Press, the latest example came a week ago today when CBS 60 Minutes aired a report on Tesla and its amazing electric car. It was basically the kind of coverage that an automaker would love to have, just one problem. A CBS editor made what is being called an auto error in dubbing the sound of a loud traditional car engine over footage of the much quieter Tesla electric car. The model is whisper quiet no matter how hard you push it. So they've come out, the headlines say, 60 Minutes admits to faking Tesla car noise. Just thought for those car buffs out there. It is cool April nights coming up, and a lot of people will, you know, this is a attention getter.
Hey, speaking of things that are coming up, you know, well, Easter coming up, and Salmo Vineyards is having an Easter brunch out there. And it's a special brunch, a special menu out there. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. You know, you can count on it being award-winning wines. The ambiance out there is going to be beautiful. I'm sure the weather is going to be beautiful out there that day. And like I said, it's a special day on Easter out there. Give them a call again, 474-5546, and Sumo Vineyards. You know, the other thing, you know, we're talking about riots in Ukraine, and then you turn around and you look at riots in Santa Barbara. It appears that their yearly, non-sanctioned party that they have there got out of hand, and they had over 100 people arrested, 44 went to the hospital, 5 policemen injured, and 1 got hit in the face with a brick. It all started when a campus policeman wanted to arrest a student who just had slammed him in the face with a backpack full of large, as they said, large bottles of alcohol. I don't know if that was the quart beer bottles or what, but that started it, and they were calling in help from all over the area. So you had a bunch of units showing up there. And here's the thing about police being injured. 1 got hit in the hand with a bottle. Here's the thing about when a policeman gets injured. First of all, he can't be on the job. Second of all, so you lose, you know, like we, and right here in Reading, at any one time, 10% of our officers are off from injuries, from fighting with these guys, with these idiots out there. And then you lose them, and then sometimes they can't even come back, depending on how bad the injury is. So here we are, and we're talking about in Ukraine, about the pro-Russian crowds having riots. In Santa Barbara, just the college kids are having riots out there and causing a lot of arrest and injury and damage. Well, the one good thing is that when we come back, we're going to have good news about a lot of things when we come back. After the messages here. But, you know, it's a beautiful time. This week is going to be beautiful. We're talking about warm weather, little rain. We're still short, of course, on rain. And Bob, last time you checked, what? We were like still 11 inches, 12 inches short of rain, of the rain we need.
Oh, we're,
and the snowpack is
even
still bad.
Off than that. Yeah. The snowpack is practically non-existent. So it's going to be a, it's going to be a rough
summer.
It's
still going to be a rough.
Shasta's come up 30 feet, in a month, but which is remarkable,
nice.
But still we are way down from where we would really like to be.
Of course. And during this time frame. Well, you know, again, you're going to start seeing people, you know, going to start looking at water restrictions, and you might want to start restricting yourself. If instead of watering every day for 30 minutes a day, each time you might want to cut back to once in the, you know, in the middle of the night, someplace where you can, use it.
A lot of little
it.
Things you can do that
there's
are
a lot of little
painless.
Things you can do. That's right. You can start taking Navy showers. Anyway, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460, your grassroots radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pings in the water of the Indian Ocean. That's where it's now believed that a missing Malaysian airliner may have gone down in March. But former NTSB investigator Greg Feith says the news is mixed.
The fortunate thing is they got the pings. The sad thing or the bad thing right now is that on the second pass, they didn't have it for the same duration. They had to go deeper to get it, and the signal itself may be fading.
Feith tells NBC's Today Show that of the two so-called black boxes, the plane's voice recorder would be the one most vital to explaining the jet's disappearance. The Senate is expected to pass an unemployment bill this afternoon. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more from Capitol Hill.
The bill extends unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed for 5 months, but trouble is brewing in the House, where Speaker Boehner has indicated he's not likely to take up the Senate's bill in its current form. Co-sponsor of the bill, Republican Dean Heller of Nevada, says let's talk.
I've told my staff, get me a meeting with Speaker Boehner, and let's see if we can figure out what would motivate them to move this piece of legislation forward.
Senator Heller says time is of the essence because many of the people who are eligible for those benefits have been waiting for congressional action since December. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius is taking the stand in his murder trial in Pretoria, South Africa. Pistorius says he knows how much pain he caused the family of Reva Steenkamp.
I wake up every morning and you're the first people I think of, the first people I pray for. I can't imagine the pain and the sorrow and the emptiness that I've caused you and your family.
Pistorius began his testimony with an apology to the family. His defense says that he thought that he was shooting a burglar, not his girlfriend. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling once again and early trading off 100 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The international community has widely praised Afghanistan for holding national elections that saw a heavy turnout despite complaints about a shortage of ballots and reports of fraud. Thijs Berman is head of the European Union's election assessment team and praises the Afghan vote as a step toward democracy.
I found it an impressive day and a victory against all those who wanted to mar these elections by violence.
The voting was Saturday, and the election appears to have gone off more or less without a hitch by Afghan standards. Millions defied Taliban threats and crowded into mosques and schools, being used as polling centers to cast their ballots. Maybe too little too late. Apparently the Taliban rising up now. An Afghan official says a roadside bomb killed at least 15 people in vehicles that had been diverted from a main road after an earlier attack in southern Afghanistan. A government spokesman says two SUVs carrying civilians were traveling on a side road when they were attacked. This is SRN News. Navy sailors have rescued a family with a little one-year-old girl who fell ill on a disabled sailboat hundreds of miles off the Mexican coast. As the family was trying to sail around the world, Major Mark Bonham is a flight doctor with the California National Guard.
Right now I can say she's stable. We've been quite pleased with her status. The family is exhausted, as one can imagine, but they're out of any imminent danger or harm, which is what you'd worry about in a boat that may have problems.
The Coast Guard says the baby, along with her parents and three-year-old sister, boarded the USS Vandegrift yesterday morning, and the ship is now steaming its way toward San Diego. The death toll from that landslide last month in northwestern Washington state has risen to 33. The medical examiner's office says it has received three more victims than previously reported. Of those, 30 have now been identified. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's a Monday, April the 7th. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What a great day it is today. And you know what? Let's start off this morning. Let's start off our 8 o'clock hour with Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're just about an hour, actually a little over an hour and a half into the new trading week, and the markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 83 points at 16,330. The S&P 500 down 10 points at 1855, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 17 points at 4111. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 198 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down 552 at 526.30, Microsoft up 15 cents at $40.02, Facebook adding 22 cents at 56.97, and Intel up 55 cents at 26.71. Of local interest, Safeway up a penny at 37.97, North Valley Bank down 76 cents at $23.01, and Tri-Counties Bank off 22 cents at $25 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.69%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.39. Oil's down 32 cents a barrel at $100.81, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $1.91 an ounce at $1,300.21, while silver's up 8 cents at $19.97. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. Chris Lasondak there was our guest last week, and he said one of the things that really, really impressed me. He said if you were 20 years old and you put $2,000 a year now, not in month, $2,000 a year into an IRA. For 7 years, $14,000, and didn't put another dollar into it. By the time you were 60, you'd have $573,000. And this is the kind of advice they can give you down at our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561.
It's currently 61 degrees in the morning, and our forecast calls for a sunny and warm temperature around 83, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 52. And the weekend, the whole week ahead of us, is going to be in the 80s. A beautiful week ahead of us. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. We're so excited to have Enjoy with us this morning. And as we get ready to go to them, let's first go to the phones. We've got Sally. What's happening with the tea party tonight?
Oh, hi. Yes, I wanted to let your listeners know that we had an awesome event this weekend down in Red Bluff, the Tehama County Town Hall for the state of Jefferson. We had over 500 people there, and a lot of people from other counties looking to get involved. So that was a great event. But anyway, we tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church, we have Eric Eisenhower, our main speaker, And he works for Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, but he's also the founder of the Coalition of Energy Users. And what that is he's a lobbyist on our behalf for energy. And right now he's working on putting a halt to some of these regulations that CARB is putting upon the trucking industry, California Air Resources Board. So he's got some great information for us, what they're doing, and there's going to be a big rally in Sacramento on April the 24th for the truckers and anybody who has a vehicle that has had to undergo these, you know, regulations.
Well, you know something, Sally, we were just up in Alturas, and we were talking to a farmer up there, and she's having to sell off part of her farm up there to be able to meet those regulations on just on her diesel, on her tractors and her farm equipment. And this is what people don't realize. It's not just big trucking companies. It's these people. And she, you know, that the fact that they held off now for a couple years doesn't mean the problem's gone away. But it's not just truckers. It's farmers and ranchers, and it touches everybody.
Yes, and just recently in the paper it said, well, they're going to give us an extra year to comply. Well, you know, that doesn't help. You know, most of these people can't afford to comply in a year from now either. So it's just, you know, delaying the inevitable. We need to stop it.
That's right. Okay, but that's tonight then, right, Sally?
Tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Super. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. You bet.
All right, in the studio with us today is Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. My goodness, the April issue is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We love you coming on the first Monday. I love it. You guys are looking around like, okay, he's stretching. She's like, I just got... Okay, the first Monday of every month is your brand new issue to talk about what's going on. This one is chocked full of entertainment, antiques, quilts.
I want to hear Rhonda talk
good.
About dancing first.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, Rhonda with the Stars. Okay, now I'm looking at, we've had two of you on here now so far. It's been you and Sharon Clark. Uh-huh. And Sharon is, I mean, she's pumped for this. Uh-huh. I mean, Sharon is pumped for this.
I'm sure everybody
I know
gets pumped.
Well, everybody gets pumped up
oh,
for this.
She's so graceful and pretty and...
Oh, you know what?
So
all
you.
Of you are. Now, so what's it, okay, you...
Tell
After
us about
watching
your journey.
This, it's not
so
like you
far.
Don't know what's going on
oh
because
gosh.
You've been watching it for
uh-huh.
5 years,
right.
six
but it's
years.
One thing to watch it, another thing to put your physical body in it and
I'm
mind.
Not a dancer, so it's I've always been an athlete. So.
Well, okay,
well,
so
if you give me dances, a baseball bat dances, and a ball, I mean,
yeah.
I'm okay. But
well, you know what,
dancing
then,
is a whole new ball game.
Okay, well, so so are you? And plus, you know, we both have had this little upper respiratory thing, so.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, you get the energy back after that. But so are you, you're facing what I think I'm sure a lot of people are. Would I be correct in saying that, you know, you got to walk through walls.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of mental walls. And, you know, after you get through this experience, we'll interview you again. One more time beforehand.
You'll be
and then
being
after,
interviewed several times because you'll be here all the time.
Yeah, and I'm just so curious to know you make a list in journal and find out what it is that you never thought you could do that you did, that you've ended up doing.
Dancing.
Okay, would you say you're a linear person as opposed to a twirler?
I'm not a twirler, and I love to dance, and I think I have pretty good rhythm, but this is totally different.
What dances are you doing?
She's more like twerking and things like that.
Are you twerking?
No, you're not.
Rhonda's twerking.
They're not going to have, believe me, they're not going to have anything.
Okay.
They're not going to have any bumps and grinds
at
this thing
dances?
Either.
She's a dirty dancer.
We just got through like the first half of my first dance.
I know,
and it's
but
kind,
what
of
kind of
a doo-wop kind of.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Yes.
All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a break, and then we get back into Enjoy Magazine. No.
I can't wait for the video.
Okay, neither can I. After I saw mine, I said, oh, they do have dancing bears.
I still have Yvonne's, and I put it in, and the kids and I just...
Oh! Hey, let's talk about, when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the things that you've got, some definite highlights in your April issue. It's always beautiful. We always look forward to it. And, again, I brought it up, too, when we went out of town this weekend, I brought it up there and left one.
Thank you. Because
they need to know what's happening here. And when we come back, we also have tickets. So this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, who's been in the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service, all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week, 24 hours of service. We trust, respect, and absolutely advocate them. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642. We're going to be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460 with Enjoy.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl
hey,
and Linda Bott.
Hey.
8:17 in the morning. Oh. April the 7th. 61 degrees out there. Linda is.
Well, let me tell you something.
Off her meds and on her coffee.
No,
again.
But that would be great. That is just.
I love the '80s. I love the '80s. That's my those are my jams right there.
Like, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Espresso Joe's is outstanding and special event.
April 9th, put that on your calendar. One of the cigar reps from Oliva Cigars is going to be in the store from 11 to 2 to introduce Padilla Cigars. And those are handmade in Nicaragua. We haven't carried the cigars before at Tobacco and Brew, but they've been around since 1932.
So that's Wednesday.
So he'll also be talking about the V Millennio. That's interesting.
They sound good, don't they?
Best cigar for 2013 by the Cigar Journal. I mean, this is fantastic. These are the kind of things that's Tobacco and Brew. They're moving, always moving forward, expanding, changing their store around. So go check it out on April 9th. They're going to do
cigars. Some, sound like wine.
Yeah, exactly.
And veterans always get discounts down at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, I'm giving away four tickets on Sunday, April the 20th, for a family. Four tickets for Sunday, 605-4567. 605-4567 to the Red Bluff Roundup. That's right. They've got a wild and crazy day on that, on a Sunday at 1:30. They're going to be, you know, they got all types of things going on down there at the Red Bluff Roundup. So the first person to call 605-4567 gets four tickets to the Sunday, April 20th show.
Okay. We've been before and it's a blast. With us this morning, Rhonda Ball. Good morning. And James Masada.
Good morning.
They are the founders and, all the big fancy titles for Enjoy Magazine. And how,
we make up a lot of them.
Guys are celebrating what, your seventh year?
Yes, October will be celebrating our eighth, but even better is January will be celebrating our 100th issue.
Oh. Yeah. Oh boy.
How do you believe that?
No, I can't believe that. But I've known you
100 months
now for years. We've known you for years and we just always respected the integrity behind every issue. It makes us really proud when we see that something so, and it's on everyone's lips that they just love the Enjoy store.
Thank you.
Love the Enjoy magazine, and they're really proud to see this kind of thing come from our city of Reading.
And it genuinely comes from a good place.
Comes from a good place, I mean, you can tell.
Like, our whole, like, core values, everything is just about really sharing the best.
Well, look at you guys come, Mondays, and then you come the third Thursdays, and you're, we don't ever have to worry about reminding you. You're here.
Most of the time.
But you know, I'm just saying that you're committed.
There's been a couple whoops.
But you've had a whoop, and I've had a whoop too. I've scheduled people on this first Monday.
You're very committed to, you're just committed about
what. This is a fun place to be.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you.
And it's kind of the same thing. You guys do the same thing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Lift up the community.
Well, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. We respect the heck out of that. So let's talk about the issue in April. You've got so many things going on, but one of
I love the cover.
I love the color.
It's very artistic.
What's that flower?
That I think is a, isn't that a lily?
Is it an orchid or a lily?
No, it's definitely a lily. I'm just wondering if it's like what they call a starburst lily or something.
Oh, I'm not sure, but those,
I don't know.
They wore in your hair. The singers did in the 30s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, let's go on to,
this is like packed full of events.
Oh my
really.
God. Where do we go first? Well, one of the items that really caught my eye, and we wanted to start with that was, Friday, April 11th and Saturday 12th, there's this event that happens that has become really popular across the United States when people are looking for really cool, shows.
Yeah, and they're all themed. They all have their own kind of theme or genre that they go to, and it's like craft and chic road shows. So, you know, this article is about them in general, but it highlights probably one of our premier shows that we have here in Reading, which is, from what I understand, been rated one of the top four bazaars in the country, and that's the Roses and Rust Vintage Home and Garden Market.
It's supposed to be out at some barn, and it's beautiful to go. It's all outside,
well,
correct?
There's that one. Last year it was at the Civic Center because it's gotten so big. This year they have moved it to the Anderson Fairgrounds.
Okay.
So it's very large.
Bigger and bigger, yeah.
But there are some that are even around in our area. That's why I said it's in general. There's, one that there's a barn out. I can't remember the name, so I apologize for them.
That's
okay. But, you just have to kind of get in the know and get on their email lists to remind you of when they're happening. Yeah, but they're amazing.
If you like flea markets, but this is themed
it's got a shabby chic
on steroids.
Yeah, but this is really defined material. So, I mean, flea marts are awesome because that's just a mishmash of absolutely everything. And this is much more, you know, this is older, but much more refined.
And this draws like between 3,500 to 4,000 people through its doors.
And this has grown and grown. And how long has it been around?
I don't remember. It's been around for at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
at least.
4 years.
It's
getting
the name now.
And
it's like, oh, have you been to this
like
event?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can read about it inside the Enjoy issue of April, and we talk
about four different ones.
Oh,
there's one in Chico in May, and There's a vintage country flea market in May in Willows.
Ooh,
and then
fun.
There's also the 63rd annual McLeod Flea Market in June.
That's
so
true.
The beginning of June.
Yeah.
So this kind of talks about the different kind of flea markets, but they're really more, you know,
they're about,
vintage kind of.
Yeah. So they're like themes. Like this is more French, I think. Uh-huh. And then there's one in town that's put on by a woman named Monica. And I'm trying to remember. It's Harlot, Burlap and Harlot.
Oh.
Which is much more, I guess, vintage.
That's kind of like Rust and Roses, Burlap and Harlot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're similar, but they are like, when you go to them, you see that there's definitely a defining difference in some ways of what their theme is.
Uh-huh.
You know, one
that's
is
fantastic.
More, you know, furniture. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're not 100% sure because it's across the board. I mean, it's everything you can think of.
How fun. But, I've always been, you know, I was one of those that would say I break for garage sales and back in the 70s when I was the singer in the nightclubs that didn't have money, you know, I sang for my rent, you know, I paid, that's what I did. So, I would go to garage sales in Hollywood and in Beverly Hills and all these crazy places
good,
and I found these fantastic.
Good crap, those ones.
I got great stuff and it would be like old starlet's clothes and I could buy these things for $2 and put them together and it'd be creative.
You know what we used to do? This sounds horrible, but there was a guard that would fall asleep at the Bel Air, one of the Bel Air neighborhood entrances when we were kids. And we used to be able to sneak through. We'd push our car through so there was no road noise. And then we would go in all the trash cans before the trash people would come in Bel Air.
Oh, no, you're going to think
and
it was
could get
dumpster
the best
diving.
Stuff.
Oh, no. It used to go down the alleys in Beverly Hills and the things that people were throwing out.
I know.
If you had no money, you were
you
like.
You could live.
You could. That's my couch.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway. So
I think we still have it.
So another thematic thing that we have that I really love to have you guys highlight is the Wild West. What's that?
This is right up your alley, Carl.
When I saw that, I thought, this is a group of men and women who have gone back to the 1830s.
Yes. And North State's Lauderback Black Powder Club.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And they're having a rendezvous, the 36th annual rendezvous to be held April 11th through the 13th at Hooker Creek Campground.
Which is coming right up.
That's right. And they dress in the old kind.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a great article. You know, the writer for this one, I think captured it, you know, pretty well how these.
Have you ever been to one of these?
You know what? I have been to one, but just to kind of like when they have it, just kind of walk through it. And it's amazing what
they
do.
Really
I
get
mean,
into
they,
it, don't
get,
they?
Oh, yes. And it's kind of like our Civil War reenactors. You walk through the camp, they're primitive campgrounds and they get back in the character from back there. And, you know, the old time rendezvous used to be a lot of
this is the 36th
drinking and all wildness, but they don't do that.
So this is actually a reenactment kind of a period of time when, these rendezvous were actually real. Where trappers and hunters would gather once or twice a year to do exchanges of pelts and supplies and then give them an opportunity to be socialized because, as you know, they were very, very independent.
Yeah.
And
socialized.
They
kind of like socializing your dog.
Yeah.
You know, getting around somebody.
Yeah. But they would also have friendly competitions to win and trade things. So this is kind of that whole thing where people would get together. And they've got, you know, everything is done in that period of time, so they're using muskets with,
you know the
black powder
and it's named after a gent that started the club that actually was building these Hawking rifles.
Yeah. This is the 36th annual, and they're not just held here, but there are some very big events all over the country. Yeah.
But I thought that was a good article too. But it's just something else that you all have that's happening that's completely different.
It's totally
than
different.
Than say a dance recitals or some of the other things you see. But this is a part of the North State.
Mm-hmm. And you know, some of these stories such as that one, how we get these ideas for stories is people call us up and say, "Hey, you know what? I think this is a great fit for your magazine. You know, how would you like to do a story on?"
But we'd prefer if they emailed.
Well, we do prefer email. So they'll email me or they'll call me and I'll tell them to email it to me.
And you have things that are a year out.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
My goodness.
So, what's so amazing too as reading this is that it says that the guns that they use, some of them are replicas, but are from as old as the 1700s up to 1864.
Well, this weekend.
Like, I can't even imagine.
Oh, this weekend. Hear about this one.
This weekend, when we were up shooting, he says, "Here, I bet you haven't shot one of these." And it was a Sharps rifle
4570 from the Civil War era with a replica scope that travels almost the whole length of the barrel.
Oh, my God.
He says, I bet you haven't shot one of these. I said, oh, no.
As a matter of fact, no.
And he... He still, I looked down and the bore is still in good shape and he shoots this. So he said, you know, take a shot and you shoot a 4570. That's much larger than
the bullet's like 2 inches long.
Yeah. Yeah. At least. And so, but it was a Civil War. I mean, it was actually Civil War. So it was like one of the first cartridges that they, you know, metallic cartridges that they had in that era. And so that was fun. Mm-hmm. So when I see something like that, mm-hmm. that is still, you know, that is still with
and
us.
That is so him, by the way, yeah. too. That's yeah. why when you said he had it, I was like, oh, that's so him. I know him. Well, that's like, yes. he loves well, stuff
what did
like
they
that.
Bring? We're not watching, you know, Meatballs 2 over the weekend. We're watching Berlin Airlift. Hey, I've got this documentary.
Plus, that's totally him.
That's so fascinating.
And we're talking about Dr. Mm-hmm. Norm Verhoog and his family. And the other thing he found is because they go out looking in these obsidian, looking for obsidian, arrow points.
Which
was out there,
my
the hot
God,
springs,
he already found.
He found a spear point from 2000. It could be 2,000 to 8,000 years old.
And we find, and they find things like this up in the lava beds up there in the hot springs. And, you know, it's not as if they didn't go last year and look, but what happens is, of course, things through weather and unearth things. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating. So, it's just nice to be with
people. It's just another part of the North State that people don't realize is that these hot springs are out there. I know you've done stories on them, but you have these obsidian, you know, areas where the Native Americans lived for thousands of years.
Great as the families like the Verhoogs, because they are the ones that really truly take advantage of our surroundings. I mean, their family that is constantly gone. I mean, my son is in school with their kids, or my kids are, and they're just a very, very cool family. I mean, they spend so much time together as a family.
They do.
Out and about enjoying everything that's around here. And they've actually turned us on to quite a few stories.
Well, look, we got to take a quick break here. Our guests are James Posada and Rhonda Ball from the Enjoy the Magazine here. And we're talking about the different stories and the different articles they have that truly represent our North State and the people that make up our North State. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 8:31 in the morning on April the 7th.
Give me time.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and anymore.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for the only locally produced afternoon talk show in all of Northern California.
Roberta, you're on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your coming to Reading and taking the interest in finding what is actually going on in our community and listening. I just appreciate you so much.
The Dan Fagan Radio Show, weekdays, 3 to 6 in the afternoon on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm just saying. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is April the 7th. It's Monday, my friends. 8:34 in the morning. 61 degrees out there. It is beautiful. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you get a haircut, you go down to Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops. I can't say enough about it. I really like the place. You sit down in there and just, you know, just listen to people talk to, you know, the barbers, DC Tim and Logan. And I mean, it's just a great place to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Is that where you got yours, Bob?
Yes, Logan did a pretty fair job.
Yeah. I was going to say you scrub up pretty good with a wire brush.
That's right. You know, we do, you know, you look a lot better without that beard too. I tell you what, you look like 100 years younger. You only look like you're 70 now.
Yeah, Bigfoot rumors can
yeah, take away. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no more Bigfoot. All right. On Sunday, we have 4 tickets. All right. I have 4 tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. It's Sunday, April the 20th at 1:30. And these are good tickets up in the grandstands where you can see everything. That's where we sit. 605-4567. Give us a call and you get these. Just come on down. These are free. Our guests, James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. And we're talking about the different types of stories that you have in there, which truly represent the North State. How far out do you plan? A year sometimes?
Yes, we have stories assigned all the way. Yes.
No, she does.
I do.
All the way through
December. Yes. And it's crazy because, you know, people want, hey, we're having this event in May. I'd really like to have a story.
I got hit up this morning on the street on the way
in. Yeah.
Okay, and I was like, damn, because it's a great story, but.
Yeah.
But where's I'm like, that's next month. Yeah. You try us next year.
Uh-huh.
Try us next year. Okay,
well,
we know
when we have to get in our stuff to y'all. And it's, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have all the May stories now. We're laying out May.
Right.
And it goes to print next week.
Well, right now we've got the magazine open to page 15 and the April issue is called Life Cycle. And what I love, the first line, it's about Allie, says Stature?
Yep.
It says, home is where the heart is. Then Allie Satcher's heart resides in the state of Jefferson. Mm-hmm. 26-year-old professional cyclist lives in Asheville, North Carolina. Now tell us about this gal.
So this is a real simple, just sweet story. It's one of those feel good that we have a lot that come through, you know, the magazine, because there's just so many things like this where people go away, but their heart is here. They're from here and they do something great and good and then they come back. And that's kind of what the story is about. She grew up in Etna. She currently is in Asheville, North Carolina, because she had a scholarship. She grew up with 3 brothers. She's very rough and tumble, had to make her way, you know, high school wrestling team, joined the team, that kind of a girl. And, you know.
I still haven't been sold on girls wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what? You can't sell me on that. You can't sell me on girls wrestling
in high school. This is what she said. It kind of came naturally. I was actually more addicted to the practices, all the running and push-ups. I love the hard work and the physical challenges, and the fact we got to beat each other up doing it was really great. She's talking about what, you know, yeah. I had one brother.
I have
can
4.
Imagine 3. So. Oh, well, yeah. I, you know,
hence,
you do.
Hence the reason when you were asking about dance. She said I'm more athletic.
Well, okay, self-defense. I can understand that. Yeah.
So she's a cyclist.
She's
and
a cyclist.
A special story on her.
And she, you know, she has She does very well. I mean, she very much openly admits that she's not always the one that wins the race, but she has certain strengths, and hers is incredible bursts of intense climbing on her mountain bike. So, you know, she has a part of a team where, you know, her expertise is, and it talks a little bit about her, you know, I don't know if it was a goal or something, but about Olympic aspirations. However, she's married. She lives out there now, and she, created this, nutritional bar that she just kind of started working in her kitchen because her kitchen is her sanctuary besides her, you know, her competing. And it's I think a sweet potato base or Ooh. Something like that. And she made them and took them to sporting events, and people have fallen in love with them. And now she's aligned herself with the right people. And this is going into full blown manufacturing, and it's called an Alley Bar, and much success should yeah. come from it. And her goal is once that happens, they would come back to their roots here in Aetna.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
She said she took the bars to races and everyone liked them. Next thing I knew, I was making 500 bars at a time in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's how stories are born.
I think at that point it becomes a business.
Yes.
Somewhere around an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and that's what she says. She said, I'm like, I had to leave the comfort of my home kitchen and align myself with the proper people for manufacturing and go for it.
Right. And another outdoor story that you have is about the Klamath River Resort Inn, which is, you know, coming up.
Have you been?
I've never been to the Klamath. I would love.
Does that picture just tell? I mean, like,
I've never done, you know, we were talking about that, what it would be, not tubing, but what's it called when you go river rafting.
Uh-huh. Which they do.
Uh-huh. I want to do that.
It's
I mean,
a lot
we should
of fun.
Do like a team, like do a weekend or
That'd
a team
so
and have
yeah.
like Enjoy versus, you know, KCNR on the, you know. Is that really fun?
And they have class 1 through 3 as far as rapids that I guess that they can use.
Yeah, and it's a great place for families.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So it's traditionally was built a long time ago as an angler. For fishermen, and it still is, and they do a lot when they come to the fish for salmon and those types of mm-hmm. things. But during the off fishing season, it's really a great place for families to go. I mean, the layouts is beautiful, and it really is just some amazing photos of the place. I mean, it just is, you know, you can do campfires near
the river
yeah. and watch the stars. They actually have a telescope and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
this is where we live.
You know.
Pretty awesome.
This is where we live. You know what? And I haven't, you know, like you're talking about the Verhoogs and y'all and mm-hmm. many other people we know. I have not taken advantage of it. I just haven't. I mean, we went up to Cedarville, and I love that every year. I just sit up there. I sit up there. Yeah.
And you've ridden your Harley. We've ridden a Harley.
I've ridden a Harley,
which is fabulous.
I've gotten away from that, but I'm getting ready to take another little trip here. But the point is that here I am sitting here next to the SAC, and I talk about the people of Reading and the leadership at Reading who doesn't take an advantage of this river or the fact of all the other things going through here. Mm-hmm. And then I realize I haven't either. I mean, we're some of our best friends. Own the fly shop. Mm-hmm. And how many times have I been fishing? Once.
Yeah.
Once in 5 or 6 years now. Six years. So this year.
Because you're hard at work.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you run a business. But part of it is you don't take the time to do those things for yourself.
So there should be like four things. Like in this quarter, I'm going to do this.
I'm going to go fishing.
You know, it's like a mini bucket list, a short-term bucket list.
That you can do around here. You can leave in the morning. Or you can even leave after work, you know, and go do it.
I could call it a tin can.
A tin cup list.
You know what's really cool is James got a customer in the store from Chico. Uh-huh. You should tell that story because you can tell a little
better. Well, obviously the magazine goes to Chico, and they got a copy of the magazine, and it brought them up. And the two women came in and scouted the store and where to eat, and they were coming to see The Wizard of Oz, and they scouted the whole thing out, and they said, we're with a riding club, and so 2 weeks from now, we're coming up, and we're going to eat at the Dam Burger, we're going to bring everybody to your store to shop, we're going to go see The Wizard of Oz, and they said they just used the magazine as a tool
to plan their trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand
Fantastic.
That. You can go through your magazine. Yeah.
And speaking of The Wizard of Oz, congratulations to everybody who was involved.
Phenomenal.
Rhonda, you were backstage working on props again?
I did. Yeah, I worked on props. And last night was a cast party and closing.
Oh.
And loaded out everything.
Did you guys go?
We went, and it was really fantastic. I just, you know, to have the live dog.
Yes.
And the wizard, that was scary. John Walsh. I mean, I was kind of looking around at kids going, there's some scary moments here. It was, you know, of course beautiful with the good witch.
Who works? One of my salesmen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kim, oh my
Kim Acuna was Glenda.
They were so, it was wonderful. I gotta tell you something, the Wicked Witch was fantastic.
She did
fantastic.
A great job.
I heard kids cry. And the Scarecrow. Oh, my, well yeah, because I'm gonna kill your little dog and you, I mean those were scary things, but also the Scarecrow was fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
These were stellar performances. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brenda and I went to see that Saturday night, and we were stunned that a production of that caliber happens here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We shouldn't be, but we are.
You shouldn't, you know what? Why you shouldn't be surprised is because we've had other productions that good.
Yeah. They are.
We like have, Fiddler on the Roof? Hello, blew my mind.
We've had a lot of really great productions here.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Anyway, okay. We've got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Redding Crown Motors. That's right. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Why not go to Redding Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership? Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue? Stay in town, wander on down there, just walk in, and they will sell you a great new or previously owned vehicle. And not only that, but they're customer service center in service in their service department is just outstanding. Give them a call at 223-2177. Stay in town. Buy a great, great vehicle from Redding Crown Motors. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're with Enjoy Magazine. It is 8:45 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week. And motorcycles are on the road, so people, look both ways and be looking for those motorcycles. There's been a number of accidents lately. Stay alert out there. We'll be right back.
You are running your own business. Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin, so give us a call right away.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:48 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hello, Sonny. 61 degrees out there.
Morning,
it's
going
to be a beautiful day. Going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. And, you know, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is, hey, it's coming. Cool April Nights. 25th annual Cool April Nights runs from April 19th to the 27th. The cruise starts Friday the 25th with a main event at the Civic Auditorium.
Yay, we'll
on Saturday,
town.
April 26th. Yes, we'll be in town for
yeah.
that. You know what?
Cool long
April
time.
Nights.
I love the cruise.
What can you say about it? We're going to have a lot of the drivers in here that weekend looking at some
so
of the cars. I like to hear them when they're starting out.
I like to hear them talk about their cars.
Yeah.
It's
they're
like
oh, yeah.
such passion.
They, yeah. they do. They spend so countless hours. You say, how much effort have you put in this car? And they say, well, it's been like 1,243
yeah.
hours.
Yeah. It's like people spending like time on their yeah. race horses, you know, grooming them and getting them ready yeah. to run. It's the
right.
same
Great.
Passion about, you know, something.
Yeah. Hey, our guests are James Posada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine, and there's all types of things going on. Now you've got this new thing.
Well, in May last year, we launched this call for student writers and photographers, and this in this issue is our third one. It's a contest for students to be able to showcase their writing and photography, and this one is a little special because we finally got a designer to come in and design the page.
Student designer.
Yeah. And the boy that came in and did this page, you know, he has a template to work with, and it's, you know, we kind of have a standard, and so he came in and he picked the picture, he figured out where he wanted everything to go. His name was Adam Swarthout, and he was awesome. Came in,
so cute.
He was so sweet. But he came in and did the layout. The winner of the contest for this month was an 8-year-old, Jeffrey Varga, and he wrote a poem called "I've Known Rivers," which is pretty amazing. And he's 8, and I just can't believe that he wrote that poem. It's amazing. So what we did was we teamed up with the Writers Forum, and we put a call out for student writers and photographers every quarter.
And designers.
Yeah.
So the whole philosophy is that there's three. There's somebody that writes something that's being published. There's a student that's doing the layout and design in the magazine for that. And then there's a photographer that provides the support photography for the piece.
Right. So, but however, this one, we didn't get any photography to match the poem this month. So, the designer, Adam, had to go to, he had to find a photo that would fit the poem. So we're going to do another one. The next one will be in our July issue. So we're asking for, writers and photographers to submit their work. And the theme for the next one, which is due May 15th, is, what's the next theme? It is summer memories. So we ask students to submit summer memories. They submit it to the Writers Forum, and they choose the winner. And then we publish it in the magazine.
So you have a Writers Forum. They are people outside of yourselves to,
uh-huh.
that look at all of the submissions.
Yes.
Well, I am absolutely taken back by this poem. And it's by Jeffrey Varga. He's an 8-year-old and third grader with Academia Celeste Homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
let's read it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I've known rivers. I've known the rogue. My papa taught me to cast, to bait, to reel in my catch. I've known rivers. I've known the Coquille. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The waves thrashing and crashing against the rocky shore. I've known rivers. I've known the sixes. I found a snake. It took me to a world of nature. I've known rivers. I've known the Deschutes, the snapping crackling of the tiny waterfalls. I've known rivers. I've known the Sacramento, the icy touch of the deep, dark as night, the waves roaring, crashing on the rocks. I've known rivers. I've known the Yulong, the bamboo rafts floating atop the emerald water. I've known rivers.
Is that amazing?
And this is an 8-year-old?
An 8-year-old, Carl. Look at that. I'm just like, it gives
and,
me chills.
We're going to actually.
I think it's just a short person.
This week we'll post on our website the two runners up, because we'll post on our website and the Writers Forum on their website the winner and the two runners up. So that'll be going up this week.
Now the website for people who may not know is?
Enjoymagazine.net.
.net. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoymagazine.net.
And, you know, our website is a work in progress. We got a new website about, 6 months ago? And we're still learning the ropes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot more there's a lot more to it than our previous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more that we can do with it, and we just have to make the time to sit down and do it.
What's fantastic again about what we just talked about was that you're giving, giving the opportunity for a graphic artist, mm-hmm. A writer, kids, mm-hmm. That they can be published.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In a magazine, it's something that, again, that will go on their resume and the big life's picture. It's a boost. It's positive energy. Mm-hmm.
Well, what I like about these kind of programs are the fact that, sometimes there's a pivotal point in a young person's life that if they can just get a single opportunity, it creates that spark that could drive them to a career or mm-hmm. a passion, mm-hmm. And those are the types of things that I think. Because I had a teacher that did that for me. I'm not doing what his thing was. He was an English teacher, but mm-hmm. his presence in my life at a critical point of time and the support and encouragement he gave me as a student made me it just was a really great thing. It pushed me to continue and do the things that I did.
Yeah. Well, that's a fantastic thing. And that's what we hope to do is pay it forward, bring it forward. That's what you guys are doing.
And these kids are just great. And this
inspiring.
Adam came to our office and sat at my desk and did the design. So,
dropped him off. Yeah. We said, we'll keep him for it. And then I just, of course
he was just
teased him relentlessly, poor child, but.
And then when he was done, I said, okay, well, we need to take your picture. And he looked at me and he said, for what? I said, well, your picture's got to go in there. And he said, oh, so he was all shy.
That's fantastic.
He was so cute.
Well, when we first started the station, we did that. We did a teen moment. We'd like to do that again because it's really interesting for people listening that could be grandparents, aunts, uncles, neighbors, whatever, to hear what's going on in a teen's life. Mm-hmm. For instance, it could just be something that's an abbreviation. We know what LOL means, but for the longest time I didn't know what that meant. And, in the early days, it was like, why is everybody, what's that? Why are they ending with that? So then I did.
Let me take a selfie.
Let me take a selfie.
I love it.
Selfie. Okay.
I hope that word goes away.
But anyway.
That should be one of the words that should never be said again.
We have a few minutes left. Let's talk about some more, articles here.
Well, real quick, you always are so great for us to plug the store.
Absolutely.
This month, our feature story is, Fire and Light. And many, many people in this area know Fire and Light. They're out of Arcata, and they're a husband and wife team that produces some of the most beautiful flatware and, goblets and martini glasses and vases and just all forms of art out of recycled glass. So this is all recycled glass, and it's amazing. People collect it. Beautiful, beautiful colors. The whole thing is, if you're one of those people that like matchy-matchy, you can do a whole entire set in one color. Mm-hmm. But they're, it's really a lot of it is designed to flood your china hutch or your tables with this just incredible color.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's all recycled glass.
And it flies off the shelf.
I think it's glass and recycled glass.
And it's great quality.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, a plate is
heavy. You might
have
to reinforce your cabinets.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, it's very substantial. I picked it up before and thought, wow, this is really a nice quality.
Yeah.
The goblets are my favorite.
Yeah, and I love to come into the store. I'm going to be going to visit a friend down in Los Angeles and help her through some times over the weekend. And I want to take her some goods. So mm-hmm. I always love to come in and get the lavender spray and some of the soaps and just do these. You always have such wonderful, wonderful little array of great items mm-hmm. And then Easter's coming up. So what's the Easter deal?
Well, this year we didn't have anything specific, but we have this really cute ad that's just Easter and fresh, that we're running. And it's, talking about spring life. And it features, some beautiful, colorful, just very girly aprons that would be great for Easter. We have some of our Mary Lake Thompson, some new series of their flower sack towels that are in these really kind of vintage tin cans.
Gotta have that.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have,
it's a new product.
Yeah. John Steen's out of McKinleyville. They're a nursery and we carry these, they're tree kits. So they're these beautifully decorated, cans that's inside as a full kit for you to start your own tree.
Oh, that's cool.
And or a Venus flytrap.
Or a Venus flytrap. But, you can get dogwoods and giant sequoias and bonsais. I mean, they're a lot of fun. So Arbor Day is coming up too. So there's just every day we find something new. We have a couple new products in, Mountain Fruit Company, Earth and Vine Provisions, where the vinaigrettes and mustards, barbecue sauces, you know, oils. I mean, so this place is just out of control when
love
it comes
it.
To products, and we just keep sourcing and sourcing and sourcing.
Well, well
and
I'll be thing, in today.
The other thing you can do, of course, is you put together the box.
Yeah, the crate.
Everywhere.
The crate, yeah.
Because, and it gives a good representation of what's happening, what's locally made, and you put an, always put an issue of Enjoy Magazine in there. And we ship them in different places all over the United States. Yes. And, you know, it's good. It's good for people to see that. And again, you know, we talk about the positive aspect of living in Redding and the North State and Shasta County, and you all are a positive aspect
Thank you.
Of that.
Thanks.
Real
and,
quickly, too, yep. Girls Night Out is Thursday, May 8th. We're selling tickets.
Oh, how fun. Now, what's happening?
I'm not really sure. I just know that we're a ticket outlet, and we just recently have started to really sell them out. But this is one
they
of the
– They always have a keynote. Well, this is our second one,
yeah,
right? I went
last
one.
This is the second
annual.
Yeah. This is Dignity Health's Girls Night Out program.
To celebrate good health. And,
oh, yeah.
And they have a keynote speaker, and the one that they had last year was great. So I'm sure this one will be
– From worn out to wow. 10 secret strategies for success, not for, excuse me, for success in life.
Everybody will be there.
Well, that helps too. And health. Tanya will share powerful secrets of emotional, physical, and spiritual renewal. And that's the keynote speaker for Girls Night Out. So go get tickets over to Enjoy. Go and check out Enjoy, by the way. And I'll be in today because I want to put together my little basket of goodies to take to some of my friends down in L.A. So what are you missing out for not being up in Reading? And here's why.
Also watch our website because we'll be announcing events coming up for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yes.
Fundraising.
Great.
Absolutely.
Our guests have been James Posada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. And thank you so much for being here. Tomorrow, Heidi Hall, Democratic challenger to Congressman Doug LaMalfa, will be our guest. So we're kind of changing gears here a little bit. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Crews searching for the missing Malaysian jetliner have picked up two distinct underwater signals said to be consistent with pings from aircraft black boxes. But the Malaysian transport minister is being careful not to raise hopes too high.
This is something that much more positive than others, but yet I'm very cautious about seeing any more than that.
Former NTSB investigator Greg Feith says while the cockpit flight recorder may no longer hold much information, the data recorder could be of some help.
It will give us some parameters to tell us whether the automation was flying, that is the autopilot, or whether there were physical inputs made by the captain and or first officer.
He was on NBC's Today Show. Emotional testimony today from South African track star Oscar Pistorius on trial for murdering his girlfriend. Pistorius took the stand in his own defense, saying he thought he was firing